Hey Malcolm, it's Michael calling you back from MMA Lagos there.
Hey Paul, listen, can you just give me 2 seconds please, just to get
that? Oh, for buddy.
I'm at the back, putting a linseed oil on in a bacon.
Ah, okay.
In fact, I'll bring you in. Sorry, I'm talking to my dog. okay. Oh, thank God, you're all still in your back. right, okay, you've got my undivided attention.
Perfect, thank you very much, Martin. Just to let you know, sir, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Right.
You've been speaking to our customer care team, which have obviously gathered the information from you about Care Law School and the Porterfield.
Yeah.
Establishments or institutions that you were in. It's my role now that you've got an application number from the Scottish Government or the Scottish Redress Scheme to recognise your case, is to go out and gather the evidence for you.
Very okay.
So that's right into obviously, you know, social service, education authorities, any sort of prison authorities, to gather that evidence, see so you can substantiate your claim. But my role isn't so, I mean, it's quite easy for me to write to, you know, the Scottish Social Services and the Prison Service. My role today is more just to get to know you a little better and try and understand how, you know, the trauma that you suffered as a child, how that has had a lasting effect on you into your adulthood. So stuff like in...
For getting that out of me. My family can't even get that out of me.
Yeah, so I mean, it's stuff that I can evidence, you know, when you've been diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, had any issues with alcohol or substances, Malcolm, and I'll write to, you know, GPs, NHS trusts, you know, addiction charities, rehabilitation centres, anywhere, hospitals, I can gather evidence of, you know, to prove, you know, not only Malcolm in care, but also because of care.
Yeah, it's caused problems. No, I don't have any alcohol abuse. But anyway, I'll let you do the talking. Okay, thank you. So you've had no issues with alcohol or substances then, Malcolm? No, I did slightly when I was a boy, 16 to maybe even less than that. 15 to 18, 19 but recreational is really what I would put it down there.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Have you had any sort of mental health issues, Malcolm? Have you been diagnosed with any sort of depression?
I haven't been diagnosed with anything, nothing at all. But I will tell you this: I believe for the bottom of my heart, there is something in it.
Yeah.
And I've never been diagnosed with anything. I've never been for tests for anything.
Okay. How are you on a day-to-day, Malcolm? How are you?
I have ups and downs. Definitely have ups and downs. My worst thing is I'm a truck driver.
Yeah.
And I'm in that truck myself at night.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when unfortunate things go through your head.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, one of the worst scenarios is when I've had I drink alcohol when I'm not working, but not excessive because of my job, right?
Of course.
I only drink once a week, right? When I've had a drink and I go to my bed, see when I wake up during the night and go for the toilet?
Yeah.
I don't feel right.
Okay.
I don't feel right.
What are you
saying? So low. Okay. Really so low that I think I could end it.
Yeah.
But
you like to have the alcohol? Or is it just when you get alcohol?
I think it's just a system though. But mostly when I've got alcohol. I'm not pissed. I don't think I'm like that. I'm a respectable guy. I want a house.
Yeah, no.
Normal. I'm a normal guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? As I say, I don't drink during the week. I'm often a Friday and a Saturday. In fact, I don't even drink a Saturday because I have at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So you're really just that when my system's low, I'm really low.
Yeah, I might be agreeing with you, Micah.
I don't know. But
have you ever lasted on anything like that, Malcolm?
No.
Have you ever taken your reaction on that now?
No. No. I think I realised what I'd believe in behind.
Yeah, of course.
And who would bring me? Do you know what I mean?
On others, isn't it?
Aye. Yeah, I must have a conscience because I wouldn't want any my loved ones to find me.
Oh, God.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I have thought about it. To say the least.
Have you ever thought about going to the doctor and speaking to your GP about
I don't think a GP is there not so much for me, but Esther. I don't mean it that way, but I think it's a more important thing to deal with. Been dealing with me that I don't even know if I have got a problem.
Yeah, well, you don't know because you've never tried to find out either. That's...
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But what I can tell you, I'll never forget it. I ran away to Terlo and I was kind of hovering about the streets that I lived in. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Days and ends, everybody was on their bed. The kids and I was left just to mingle about the courses. And I remember me making a loud whistle and my dad opened the window and he says, "Get up here now." And it was a sigh of relief. I just landed back into normal kind of... I knew what was coming.
Yeah.
I couldn't get alone anymore. And he went up. And my dad, I remember he grabbed me up against the hall. He says, "There's something wrong with you. What is it?" And I went, "Dad, somebody realises." And I was still only 14 or something at the time. Somebody realises there's something wrong with me. But that was the only thing that ever happened, I think.
Oh wow. Was that residential care law, was it?
Yeah, the residential, yeah.
Yeah. How come did your man ask why you were in there, or do you even know why you were placed in there?
Allegedly, I believe it was because I was unruly.
Okay.
But unruly to the extent that I wasn't going to school, I stole the odd car, and that was about it. It wasn't in that deserved me to get locked up.
Yeah.
Even as an adult, I can look back on that and say, no, that offence brought it all on for me running away, fair through schools, etc., and getting into more trouble because of it.
Yeah. But you know, institutionalised pretty quickly.
Yes. I had quite a bit of an upbringing, to be honest with you, but and you know, to this day, you know who suffers with it? My kids and my grandkids. I'm not really one for cuddling them.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes it breaks my heart when they get up to say, "Right, us is away," and everybody's up, giving them a cuddle, I'm all right, I'm going to get a drink. You know, I'm going to drink a water or something, you know?
Yeah.
I'll make an excuse.
What is it about that contract? What is it that you don't like or you feel uncomfortable with?
I just don't feel comfortable. I like being around my kids, my grandkids and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it uncomfortable you showing somebody love or receiving love, do you think?
No. I probably never shown it.
Okay.
Rather than receiving it. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. My daughter quite often says, hey, Dad, Jordan, give me a cuddle. And I do. And I kind of give a smile when I'm doing it. You know what I mean? I'm not that anti. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what it is. I didn't have the breast upbringing.
No.
There on you go. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't, sir. You didn't. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Malcolm, is I'm going to write to the social services and then the prison authority. When I get the information back, do you want me to share that with you?
Yes, please. Because I want to know what you know and what you don't know. Okay. If I've started this out of the want to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, now, I'm estimating the time about 1975.
Yeah, I think the tail law is 75 to 77.
Is it? Have you got that, eh?
No, that's only from your information.
Oh, right, sorry. And up in Porterfield, I would imagine I was under 15 anyway, so that would still be in that time between 75 and 78. Yeah, I was born in 62.
Sorry,
that's
77 to 78.
Yeah, but that's me saying that, but on a
month.
You know,
that's for you, okay.
Well, I don't know what it would be. Okay. What I'm saying is, I was 16, 62, 68, I was 78.
Yeah.
I was 16 and 78. So a lot of this happened before us. As in the approved school, I was under 16.
Yeah.
You know? And Porterfield Prison, how, why, what was people thinking? I put me in a lot of prison, I don't know.
Yeah.
At the age of, i.e. 14 or 15. You know?
Yeah.
What were people thinking?
Mental, isn't
it? That is absolutely crazy. And have you read the notes before you phoned me?
No, I haven't, no.
No.
I take each client as a family member.
I actually remember getting taken myself. You should look up, do you know anything about Jimmy Boyle? Have you ever heard the name?
No.
Jimmy Boyle, he was a murderer in the quarters of Glasgow. And he was a rioter. He rebelled. Again, and it was one of the worst, if not the worst, prison inmates that the Scottish penal system endured. Right? And up in Inverness, they had what was called the, oh my God, for a second there, I forgot it. The cages.
Yeah.
Which was a cell within a cell.
Okay.
You know, and I remember, it was very, very vague, my memory doesn't hangy, but I was taken down there by wardens, and they were telling me this is where I'm going to end up.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. horrendous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I still carry the shame. I know. How my heart stayed in my mouth, I'll never know. Yeah. My body, I don't know.
Yeah.
And as I say, that was just the top of my head.
Malcolm, is when I get the information back from your time and care,
right.
You want me to share that with you? I'll send you copies of everything that I have. We'll go through it together, you and I. We may kick up, you know, some memories, no memories, lots of memories. But we'll go through it together. We'll make sure all your statements have everything in them that you want.
Yeah.
And what we'll then do, Malcolm, is what's called our final submission to the Scottish Reader.
Uh-huh.
What we've done so far is we've told them that we are going to claim.
Together.
Yeah, they've looked and put a case together exactly. They've looked at your case so far, looked at your care settings, looked at your statements.
Yeah.
And have assigned you a application number. So that means obviously they think you've got a case.
Right.
They've also recognised us as your law firm. But what we also told them, Malcolm, is that we are going to provide them with support and evidence.
Right.
So they are going to wait for our support and evidence, Malcolm.
It's
my job to go out and get that for you. So.
Right. Sorry, what's your name again?
My name's Michael Malcolm. Michael Malcolm. That's one of the easiest things to say.
You're just kidding, Michael Malcolm.
My name's Michael, and your name's Malcolm.
Sorry.
My name's Michael Malcolm.
I know, it's just the way you do that, yeah.
Michael Malcolm McGregor. Save my number, please, Malcolm. Do I know what, sorry?
Do you know this number off the heart?
No.
0161, I'm writing 563 0816.
Yeah, sounds about right, yeah.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right, Malcolm.
Michael, and what's your name of the law firm?
MMA Legal. MMA, yeah.
A Legal.
Yeah.
And you're Manchester based?
Yes, yeah. Top four.
Yeah, that thing, man. Stockport, Manchester.
I'm based over in Liverpool. We have the Chase team over here.
Aye. I used to get in there, I'd make it about a couple of things. Why did I say that? Skelmer's there.
Jesus.
Just at the truck point, you know.
Oh, okay, yes.
For God's sake, Junction 26. What's the Junction 26 on there?
258, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember another place I used to go.
Is it a
strange
place, that one, pal?
Yeah, well, what's going on? If I just go in there at night time, get in my trailer, take one out and go.
That's probably the best way to visit.
Yeah. At the moment, I go to Haywood, if you know where Haywood is.
Oh, where's that?
The far side at the 62 heading for Leeds.
I'll ask them to come down here then. Every night. What are you drive for, Malcolm?
Argos. GXO for Argos. Do you know where it is? See, when you phoned this morning, I told you wouldn't believe it. I picked up a trailer yesterday from Haywood Distribution Centre.
Yeah.
Came up the road and I took a half an hour break at a place called South Bay Services.
Okay.
It's the last one on the M6 before you cross the border.
Okay. I've not been to Carlisle.
Have you not? No.
No, I've already been to Carlisle.
Well, it's literally just before Carlisle, literally.
Is that a really nice one?
It's called Southwick, right? So I was in there, And I'm taking my break, quite the thing, and this driver came up. He says, "Driver, do you know your back door's hanging off?" You're kidding me on. And the first thing I think of is the door is. They're bringing it to the trailer. And from the height, the door, just like the door in the living room, it doesn't go up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
It goes 3/4 of the way up, and then you've got a section at the top of that. Right. Yes, that was hanging off, not the door.
Yeah.
The doors were holding them on. I went, oh no.
What was in the back?
Everything to do with Argos. Whatever.
So you come here and take orcs to you rather than come down with stuff?
Well, it all depends where it's all made, isn't it? It's the stuff that's down and most of the stuff comes up. You know,
okay.
I take trailers down and then I do a changeover and bring a trailer back up again. It's all moot, distribution. But I drive the big ones. They're double deckers. Very rarely do I do that now. I'm 53, but I have done all that. I go home.
Massive plane years ago, wasn't it, for the overnight stays? It was a big one now. You get like 300 lorry drivers ringing us a day, it was mental.
Was it,
shocking.
It
just blew up.
So just to finish off there, so I didn't finish till 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, man. That was so rough this morning.
I was really rough. That was by 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
Oh, wow. That's a shame, isn't it?
19 hours. 19 hours, that was.
Some shit, that.
Yeah, so get food off today.
My brother's got a travel day off to Dundee today. He fixes all the... telecom poles, mobile phone mast.
Right, yeah.
He does all them. He's in Scotland Monday to Thursday. He goes to say so and everything. It's like an 8.5 hour drive from Liverpool.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's some way there.
Yeah, that is. It's the travelling that. I take a break when I get there and then just come back.
Yeah.
Full travel and then you go to work.
Yeah, I know. He gets up on a Monday. He doesn't get a travel day every week. But the longer ones, he'll get a travel day. But usually he's up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He's up in Scotland by about 8:30 on site.
So
12 o'clock and then big, then asleep. Having a kiss and then they go out and play golf and eat kebabs and drink beers and stuff.
Is he young enough to enjoy that?
He's 45, he's 43.
He's still a lot old, but he's not at my kind of age, like 60 odd, when really all you want to do is just go up the stairs and relax and watch the telly.
He's the same. He doesn't, he's not a drinker, right? He likes to play golf, so he goes in there. He's on the map, gets all the golf clubs, all the golf courses. He'll go and have a round of golf.
Listen, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Enjoying life.
Money. I have 250 quid a day, so. That's a drone,
Wow, that's good on him for getting that. There's one wee bit I do want to bring up.
Cool.
When I was in Porterfield Prison, I want you to concentrate on where I went to.
Okay.
Right. Now you're going to find this. How would you put that? Confusion. It's probably a better way. A guy complaining about this. I'm sorry, my mind's working.
Okay, buddy.
Okay. What was I going to say? Like, see when I get taken out of Portugal prison, I get taken to a residential care home. Somewhere north, that's all I can tell you. Right?
Yeah.
And it's male and female kids as well as staff. Right?
Okay.
And the boys were, I'm going to use the word humiliated when we patched you in for killers.
Okay.
Right? Because it was a big female, I don't know what the right word would be, but I'll use the word headmistress.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember saying it to her, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be here. And again, you're just getting a mouth of verbal and abuse to the extent, what are you doing? Don't you think yourself lucky? And I can think a lot worse other things that were said. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that got me to the extent, could I go and stand in the female shower?
No.
No, you can't do that. So why can a female do it with the male shower?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you not know where that was, no?
No, but I remember the thing. It was right after Porterfield prison. That's where I went to.
We
might
get
released.
We might get your release papers, might we?
I don't know.
We might do, yeah. We might get your release
papers. I want you, if you can join your dots.
You okay? Speak up with me. I think I've got the release papers for you on
the And see if anybody else is claimed in about that.
Okay.
Because all right. She was a big badlass, and look at I'm not very good at words. Belittled you,
yeah.
Aye, and belittled you. Know what I mean? Yeah. As soon as you see someone, you're doing here. Know what I mean? And the shower didn't have any protection. Do you know what I mean? It was just they were kind of sides, but no fronts to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Vaguely remember is you went out of one room into another room, the shower room, and she's standing right there, and you're bought naked walking past her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's embarrassing, isn't it? To say the least.
To say the least. And then when you do say something, you're ridiculed even more.
Yep. No, I'll get that.
Do you know what I mean? I remember that.
Okay. Well, hopefully I get that from your release papers, and then we can look at that together. I think you have any information when I
get it. Yeah, any idea how long that'll take?
We're taking you up to 10 months, Malcolm.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem. Yeah. Not going anywhere.
He's on a quick turnaround, these local authorities, I tell you.
Yeah.
But yeah, could take me anywhere up to 10 months.
But
I will get as much information as I possibly can for you. I'll make sure that you specify. I'd like to have a look at your release, any papers that you left when you were released, when you were released to. And then give us that residential home that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Malcolm?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
No, not really. Good luck.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're doing a good job. As you say, just before we go off and obviously start on this, you know, big body work, obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Malcolm, I just need to make sure that you fully understand our fees, and you fully understand what other options are out there available for you. I have to run through it with you on this recorded call for our compliance, just to make sure that you understand. I think everything, and then obviously I'll go away and I'll start my way. Just to let you know, Malcolm, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm.
Yeah.
Obviously, that would entail, you know, creating, submitting, and potentially gathering the evidence for your own case. But that is an option for you. Option two, Malcolm, is there all of the law firms in Scotland and England that will help you apply for the Scottish Visa Scheme? And they don't and won't charge you any fees. Now, the reason that they won't charge you any fees or don't charge you any fees to say is that they get paid, those law firms, they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client win, loses or draws that case.
Right.
Now, as a fellow law firm here in England, I can't discuss or even divulge what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, Malcolm, what they don't do for or won't do for you.
Yeah.
Also, I can tell you here at MMA Legal, we don't participate in that Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't accept a handout from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with clients like yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, and where you win, you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business to go out and give you the gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. Our fees are high, basically, Malcolm. Our fees here are capped at 16% plus VAT.
What that means, you see? 1616?
Yeah, 1616 plus VAT, yeah. And net you out at 19.3%.
Right.
Okay. So no matter how much time and effort and work goes on your case, you'll never pay us more than 19.2%.
Yeah.
Inclusive of VAT.
Yeah.
On the flip side, Malcolm, the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, because you've been deemed to have gone through such hardship in your time because of your upbringing and care, we will never place you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case. So what that means is if we don't get you compensation, we won't come looking for our fees from you.
Yeah.
Our insurance company and our insurance policy will cover all of our fees, Martha.
Right.
Is that okay, sir?
Yep, absolutely.
Perfect. Do you understand those two options I've just given you?
Yes, I do.
And are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
I'm still happy for you to go ahead, yes.
Are you known as Martha McGregor and care?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And one last thing, have you signed our fee agreement, or no win, no fee agreement on the 23rd of March? You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is Malcolm is up until day 14. If you wish to change your mind, you won't start work on your case until after day 14. Up until day 14, you can rip up any agreements with us and walk away and pursue this case however which way you want. Now, that cooling off period ended yesterday, 6th of the 4th. But if you're unaware of the cooling off period at the time, I can restart that from today.
No, you're absolutely
perfect. You're happy to wait for 14-day cooling off period, Malcolm?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. What I'll do, Malcolm, is you've got my number now. I'm going to be a caseworker. My name's Michael. If you need something, give me a call. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details and the outline of our process. And I'll keep in touch with you, Malcolm, every 4 to 5 weeks, either by email or a phone call.
Yeah, that's grand. That's no problem. Just bear in mind that I'm a lorry driver.
It's okay, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I'll make sure that's on there. Do you have any questions for me, Malcolm?
No, not at all. Curiosity, that's about it at the moment.
Yeah, no problem. Look, if you need anything, you just pick up the phone, give me a call. I wait for you now, Malcolm, so you won't be wasting my time, of course.
Right, I hope you know. So you'll have a deadline very quickly to say, right, there's no future. I think you know what I'm saying with pretty safe in the least possible way.
But we're kind of past that because you've got an application number. So
you're
an application number, you're now worth putting the time and effort into.
Right, so...
a gamble, isn't it, let's be honest. It's now a gamble of how much.
Yes. That is really what I was trying to say. Not so much as how much, but so you're you reckon there is a case there for you to go ahead?
Look, I think you've got an application number from the Scottish Reader. Tells us, you know, a few things. A, they think you have. B, you're not with anyone, another law firm.
Yeah.
And C, obviously, your care was in Scotland at the time. But they're the things, yeah, a few things that we get. We don't get application numbers for, but now we have. We've used them.
Right. Oh, well. You're home. Right, okay, I'll let you go on that and look forward to hearing to you in the future.
Yeah, lovely speaking to you, Malcolm. Thank you very much.
All right, pal. Listen, you have a good day, pal, okay?
You too, buddy. Thank you, Malcolm.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.